Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
This terrible story that unfolded yesterday morning in Anaheim. We'll bring on Corbin Carson with more details about what happened to this man in his work van.
Yeah, this is quite a story here. I mean, Anaheim police tell me that these are career criminals, people that they know, they are well acquainted with. And as you said, early yesterday morning, they were out scouting for stuff to steal. And, you know, I spoke with Lizette Flores, and she's the wife of Jose Baraliza, and she kind of can break down it a lot better. She gives it a timeline, and it's really better to hear it from her. So take a listen as she runs through how this went down.
She was right outside the work van, and a car just came through. It's a cul-de-sac. A person in the passenger seat hopped out and got into the driver's seat. That led to him being able to open the passenger door. The thief, unfortunately, had a knife, and he gashed his entire left arm open. So at that point, he let go, Jesus let go, and that's when he fell out of the van. And the van kept going, had no regard for, you know, him being on the floor, and ran over him. And so that's what ended his life.
Now, she says her father and her father-in-law and brother-in-law had like this routine in the morning where they all got off of work or got on work, and they kind of exchanged cars in an area that they thought was safe. In this parking lot, they would, you know, take their personal car and exchange it for their work truck. And they saw the family, some of those family members, the father and the brother-in-law, saw this whole thing unfold.
When that happened, they all, you know, saw it in action. So my father-in-law had to see his son, you know, get murdered. And he was there, you know, when he took his last breath. And so that does bring me some comfort. But I know that it's just such a terrible trauma that he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life. It was his only son, you know. And my brother-in-law, though, he reacted very quickly. And he chased them.
So she says the brother-in-law followed them for a distance, kind of kept his distance to a motel, contacted police. And then she says he was just watching as they went on about their business until cops showed up and arrested them. She believes that they were targeted because Baraliza had thousands of dollars of equipment he'd amassed over years as an industrial mechanic in his work truck, which she says requires a lot of specialized work on heavy equipment. And, you know, one of the hardest parts about this job that I have is speaking to people that have just been through something like this. And she says she's just really in shock right now.
I don't know. You know, I almost feel right now. I try to see and envision what my life is going to look like after this. And I just can't, you know, it just got put so off course that I can't fathom, you know, continuing to live without him in our lives.
Yeah, just a terrible story.
What could you tell us about these people that were eventually arrested for doing this crime?
Well, there's three of them. Omar Sanchez, Yesenia Escarino, and both of Anaheim, and they've both been arrested on suspicion of murder, carjacking, and receiving stolen property. And then there's a third one, Adriana Gomez. She's the one on probation, and she was arrested on suspicion of being an accessory. I spoke with Anaheim Police Sergeant Shane Carringer, and he kind of broke down that they know exactly who these people are. Oop. Sorry. Guess I pressed the wrong button there. Let's try this now.
extensive criminal history here in Anaheim. That history includes drug charges, auto theft charges, even a robbery charge on one of them. So they're people that we're familiar with here in Anaheim. And unfortunately, they were out and they crossed paths with a truly innocent man who was just trying to work yesterday, provide for his family. And he lost his life trying to defend his livelihood.
I'd like to know what their...
Yeah, and I also spoke with the DA's office. Yeah. And,
no, I'd like to know what the last crime was.
I was just going to say that we're... The most recent?
Yeah, I didn't realize there's a delay. That's why we're talking on top of each other. I wonder what.
Sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. We've got a delay issue. What was the last crime, and why were these people out on the street?
That's not clear. I'm still looking at some of their history and trying to figure out exactly some of the things that this group has been through. But I have to tell you that, you know, it's just hearing the kind of the frustration in police officers' voices when they're saying that some of these people have been arrested and then they're arrested again and they're arrested again. And it's just something that they have to do over and over and over again for the same things. Again, these are, like you just heard, these are a couple of guys that have already been in on several drug charges just in the city, different drug charges, robbery, auto theft, and things like that. But and another thing I want to share with you guys just before you have to go, one of the things when I was speaking with Lizette, she has a message directly for these guys that she wants to send to them. I guess we have that same problem again. Sorry about that, guys.
No, this is...
You did not get away with this. You were not successful. He did nothing wrong. He was protecting what was his, and he had every right to. You guys were the ones that shouldn't have been in that equation. And due to this, your lives will be ruined. You will live with the shame and with the disappointment that you have caused your family and everyone that knew you. And I hope that you carry that for the rest of your miserable lives.
And again, yeah, this is a father and a father of an 8-year-old, and even police were telling me, everyone that they spoke to during the course of this investigation said this is just a really great guy.
All right. Thank you very much, Corbin, for that report.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.